African Parks, charity linked to Prince Harry admits human rights abuses in Congo Brazzaville, date modified colon 2025-05-08T1738:51.665Z, description colon African Parks acknowledged its rangers committed human rights abuses in Congo Brazzaville, Charity linked to Prince Harry admits human rights abuses in Congo Park, 2 hours ago, save, Mayani Jones BBC News, Johannesburg reporting from Johannesburg, save, photo by, Education Images / Universal Images Group via Getty Images, Ojalakoka National Park is one of 23 protected areas run by African Parks. A major conservation charity linked to Prince Harry has admitted that human rights abuses were committed by its rangers in Congo Brazzaville, following an independent review into allegations made by members of the Baka community against African Parks rangers. In a report published last year by the British newspaper The Mail on Sunday, community members accused African Parks rangers of beating, waterboarding, and raping locals to stop them from accessing their ancestral forests, which are now in a conservation area. But despite commissioning an independent review into the actions of its rangers in Congo Brazzaville, African Parks has not made the findings of the review public. Instead, it has published a statement acknowledging that human rights abuses occurred in the Ojalakoka National Park, which it manages. It has excluded details of the abuse. The review, carried out by Omnia Strategy LLP, a London-based law firm, was handed directly to African Parks. In a statement, Omnia said it has been carrying out an independent investigation into the alleged abuse in Ojalakoka since December 2023. Its statement did not include its findings and recommendations, which it said had been sent directly to African Parks. Watch, Prince Harry's exclusive interview in full, Harry's step back from royals led to unique circumstances, court told. The BBC reached out to both Omnia and barristers from Doughty Street Chambers, which was involved in the investigation, to request their findings, but they declined to comment beyond their published statement. Prince Harry sits on the board of Africa Parks and has been involved with the charity since 2016. In 2023, after serving 6 years as president, he was made a member of the board of directors, the governing body of the organization. The BBC has requested comment from Prince Harry. African Parks said it had improved its safeguarding processes in the past 5 years both in the Ojalakoka National Park and institutionally. Additional measures it has put in place include appointing an anthropologist to ensure the Baka communities are better supported, working with local human rights NGOs to support the local community, and it will carry out an independent human rights impact assessment. The charity Survival International, which lobbies for the rights of indigenous people, and raised the issue of the abuse of the Baka people with Prince Harry, criticized African Parks' decision not to make the findings of the investigation public. Survival told the BBC African Parks has committed to more reports, more staff, and more guidelines, but such approaches have not prevented horrific abuses and violations of international human rights law in the decade or more that African Parks has known of these atrocities, and there is no reason to believe they will do so now. When the allegations were first made public last year, Survival said that African Parks had known about the alleged abuse of the Baka people since 2013. At the time, African Parks said it had reached out to Survival to find out more, but that the latter had refused to cooperate. Survival said it wished to protect its sources in the local community for fear of retaliation. African Parks, which is headquartered in Johannesburg, is arguably one of Africa's largest conservation charities. It manages 23 protected areas in 13 African countries, and is backed by powerful patrons. On its website, African Parks lists a number of high-profile donors including the European Union, Rob Walton, heir to the Walmart fortune, and Howard Buffett, son of Warren Buffett. In its 2023 annual report, the charity said its funders provided it with more than $500,000, £375,000, per year, while leaving his own charity in Lesotho will matter so much to Prince Harry. Harry's emotional avalanche hits the royal family slicing veggies, baking cakes, will Meghan's rebrand work, Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent, Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Congo Brazzaville Charities, Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex Africa.